You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12 p.m. with Gordon Brown, Andy Holding and John Babb in the studio. We have three National Hunt meetings on Thursday afternoon with racing coming from Newcastle, Taunton and Warwick, and then all-weather action in the evening on the all-weather poly track at Chelmsford City. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. Yeah, I'm in top form, thank you.
Good, good man. Bit of news as we usually do, Pimmy, before we get stuck into Thursday's action. But before we get to all of that, what's in your mind, Pimmy? Anything new going on?
No, my mind's a little bit fuzzled and bedraggled after a trip to London for the Horse Writers Awards on Monday.
Yeah.
Which was a great do, as per usual. And many of our colleagues from William Hill Towers were there. So that was all good. And for me, it just sets off the month of December, you know, on the right foot. Or the wrong foot, whichever way you look at it.
Well, some would say it's probably the wrong foot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looking at some of the pictures that I've seen. I did see a picture of you and none other than Cornish Lynn himself, Ken Pitterson. And you were all smiles, Pimmy. You talk this talk on William Hill Racing Radio.
I know. Well, I thought it was a time for good cheer and goodwill. So I had a truce with him.
Okay.
Just how long it'll last?
Temporary truce.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I've offered the hand of friendship to him.
Right.
Whether he takes that or not, I don't know.
Okay. Well, watch this space.
Well, we will watch this space, but I know which road he'll take. Once I start thrashing him again with those tipping competitions, he'll go back to his old self.
Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the news. Good racing coming up at Cheltenham this week, Jimmy.
Well, listen, the season's exploded, hasn't it, now? Yeah. You know what I mean? We've got all the top races every weekend. We've got something really exciting to look forward to. Maybe after this weekend, we've just got to miss a weekend, and then we've got the Boxing Day Fiesta, all that coming up. So, yeah, there's plenty to look forward to. And, again, it's been funny old weather, though, hasn't it? You know what I mean? We've had quite keen frost, freezing fog. Then we're very mild again today. It can't be ideal for these horses, you know.
No, they don't know whether they're coming or going.
Oh, exactly, they don't. They don't. So that's it. And again, possibly the ground drying out a little bit, we can get a little bit more of a level playing field. Obviously, we want some cut in the ground because no real National Hunt horse wants it on the fast side. But by the same token, they don't particularly want it a slog as well.
No. Let's look at some of the races at Cheltenham. Usually get pretty good ground there regardless. They're very good with the ground.
Well, the drainage, since they've done it, has been outstanding, hasn't it?
Superb, yeah. The International Hurdle, Pimmy, one of the big races there this weekend. My Ten Saw Yours 6-4 favourite. Has been all the rage in the betting, apparently. 7-4 yesterday, 6-4 today, so shortening up all the time. The new one, 4-1 next in, and a aborted chase campaign before he's even gone over the large obstacles by the looks of things. Yanworth 4-1, Barry Geraghty talking about him being well equipped to go the 2-mile route. Mr. Miyagi is 5-1, 6-1 Ivan Grozny, and 8-1 bar those. Oh, God, in fact, a previous winner of the race at 8-1, 16-1 bar those. What do you make of it, Pimmy? It's quite a good race, but it's
a very good race. But again, you could nearly chuck up a negative for most of them. Mm. I think my Ten to Yours last time out travelled extremely well at Haydock Park, but when push came to shove, he emptied very, very quickly. Admittedly, it was on really testing ground, and he more than likely doesn't particularly need that. So, you know, do we forgive him or whatever? I'm not so sure there. The new one, thank goodness he didn't go chasing. I did not think he was a natural. Didn't think that was the way forward with him. And that seems to be the case now, having had his meeting where he's due to have his chase debut abandoned through Fost. And then Yanworth, who's getting hyped up by Barry Geraghty to say that, yeah, more than likely he could be coming to a 2-miler. And I think they're more than likely making him a 2-miler because they're actually looking round and saying, well, actually, this is quite a weak group now, these 2-milers. Mm. And he is a very classy individual and he could well you know, step back in trip and become a major player. So I think it's an interesting little race. Obviously, Old Guard's won it as well in the past. Hargham, not quite the force that we thought he was going to develop into. He's a 16-1 shot, and anything bigger than him, I think they'll be struggling. So it's an interesting race. Question marks over many. If you push me, Yanworth.
Interesting to see who Barry Geraghty will ride. Yanworth, obviously, and My Tent or Yours, both owned by JP McManus. Yanworth, bigger price of the two, even though he's a pretty short price for the champion hurdle itself. So
yeah, that's an interesting one. Whether Geraghty will get the decision himself or whether it's made for him by connections, but who knows? You just got to keep a close eye on what's happening regarding the news for that big race. But it would be nice if Yanworth did turn up. By the same token, does JP McManus need to be doubly represented? Because actually only one of them can win. Who knows?
Who knows? Prize money's okay, though, if you get a 1-2.
Yeah. Oh, exactly, yeah.
One of the big races at the weekend also at Cheltenham is the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup. Bouvrail has gone clear favourite at 5-1, been support for that over the past day or so. Alu Momo 6-1, Village Vicky 7s, Acer 8-1, 8-1 for Takander Soy, Bywise 10-1, Froden 10s, Thomas Brown also 10s and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. We've got the front three from the what's now the Bet Victor Gold Cup taking each other back on here. Takander Soy won the race, Village Vic was in second, and Bywise was rattling home in third, and they're all going to take their place again by the looks of things.
Yeah, that's right. So again, a fascinating race. I thought the race at Cheltenham was a stunning race as well, and Takander Soy really galloped up that hill very, very strongly indeed. And certainly he's a player, and he's big value at 8-1, to be perfectly honest. Village Vic ran a cracking race in defeat, as we saw, and as too did Bouvrail. So at 5-1 the field, sit tight. There's value to be had. And again, just see how the weather pans out between now and the weekend. But a fascinating race. Caspian Caviar, don't know what that is.
I presume it's some kind of caviar.
It's not the sort of food I would normally get involved with.
No.
What about yourself?
I'm not known for eating caviar, no.
No. Not even fish fingers for me.
Really?
No.
Fish fingers in the sandwich, red sauce on top. You can't go wrong.
Well,
I think it'd work quite the same with caviar, though.
Not quite, no. Not quite. The sauce might just spoil the taste of the old caviar.
Yeah.
If it isn't caviar, it'll be somebody else.
It almost certainly will be
somebody else. Because in my day, you won't remember this, but the Caspian was a form of cigarette, a strong cigarette as well. You know, as a young lad, it used to didn't half catch you out a bit.
There we go. It's foie gras and truffles.
Oh, I love foie gras. Oh, beautiful. Yes. Oh.
Yeah, so there you go. Caspian,
oh, yeah. Doesn't it look fantastic, that?
Not for me.
It's not for me either. Yeah, but there we go. Well done.
Yeah.
So, again, if you're looking for something fancy for the wife or a loved one this Christmas, take a look at that Caspian Caviar website. Some gorgeous stuff on offer. Maybe out of our price range here at William Hill, but you out there in listener land, loads of money.
Small change to yourself, Pimmy, I'm
if
sure.
Only.
No Welsh National for Manila Rocco as well. We just mentioned that before we move on. Crashing fall, wasn't it, at Aintree?
Oh, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up when he came down. And I just prayed that he was able to get up, and fortunately he has. But you can't come away from a tumble like that unscathed, to be fair.
No.
Both physically and mentally.
Shake you up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, he was staying on really strongly. It was going to be a thrilling race. But, you know, that fall, it was a cruncher. And I think it was only because he was slightly on the back foot, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to get on terms. Your man threw the kitchen sink at him, and the horse responded, but just came a bit early, I think, and paid the penalty. But by the same token, what a stunning performance by Mini Clouds.
Oh, jumped him into the submission.
Awesome, absolutely awesome. And we know from history that not many horses, after winning a Grand National, come and win more races. He's won two now, and surely that's not the end of his winning ways.
No, he's had a wind up, and he looks as good as ever, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Judged on that. So.
But his all-round performance was fabulous.
Mm. Yeah, very good. Very good indeed. Good news with Manila Rocco. Apparently there's no ill effects afterwards. He's okay. They're just not going to chance the Welsh National with him. So quickly afterwards, still got a few decent-looking runners in the entries. Native River, Carol's Destrier are both in the lineup at the moment.
Yeah, well, he was fantastic in the Hennessy, wasn't he, Native River? So, yeah, we look forward to seeing him over the festive period.
Yeah, previous Gold Cup winner Lord Windermere, Safir Duran Vicente, also in there as well.
Lord Windermere ran a lot better.
He ran a big race
last time out,
didn't he?
Yeah, a lot of time out. It was a little bit more like what he'd shown in the distant past.
Hmm. Yeah, so that could be a cracker. Anyway, let's concentrate on matters a little closer to hand. We've got four races prepared by Mr. Pimlott, looking ahead to Thursday's action, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
High Five is live at William Hill now. If your selection wins a High Five race by five or more lengths, you'll get a 25% bonus on your winnings. And if you back the runner-up and it's beaten five or more lengths, you'll get your money back as a free bet. The offer applies to races with six or more runners at all National Hunt meetings on a Friday and Saturday. All National Hunt races shown live on terrestrial TV and selected meetings during the rest of the week. High Five from William Hill. Terms and conditions apply. Visit williamhill.com or the William Hill app for more details.
Yeah, do keep an eye on High Five. The meeting on Thursday is Warwick. I'm going to look at two races at Warwick, starting in the 120, which is the Lady Godiva Mares Novices Chase. It's a listed race over 2.5 miles. What do you make of the race, Pimmy? It's quite a warm-looking Mares Novices Chase.
Well, warm. Absolutely fabulous race, this. Listed race. Think it's been run for the first time at Warwick. Now, do you remember the gorgeous Lady Godiva?
I don't know.
When she rode through the streets of Coventry naked.
How many years ago was this?
It was a couple. I think it was before me and you, anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's being remembered in this very, very competitive mare's listed race. And I can just remember the long flowing hair on the grey horse, if my memory serves me right.
I'll go along with that, yeah. As long as none of these jockeys are naked and on the back of the horse.
Their hair wouldn't be long enough to cover up their bits.
It wouldn't, yeah.
No. Anyway, it's a great race, a good initiative by Warwick, and they've been well supported for this race. It offers a first prize of 14,238. The great thing about it is a lot of these mares are coming into this race on the back of either a win or a really good run in defeat. I was really impressed with Desert Queen on her debut at Market Raisin this season. Admittedly, that was over 3 miles, but she was a little bit keen, a bit free that day. Dropping back to 2.5 miles could suit her. Got a penalty for that listed success, so she's carrying £6 more than one or two of the others, but again, certainly comes into here as a player. Stephanie Francis, again, 4-6 favourite when she won at Bangor, but again, very, very easily, but certainly not the competition that she's got to take on. And then you've got Briary Bell, very interesting from the Henry Daly Yard. I mean, she got the job done very nicely when she made all beating Vintage Clouds at Carlisle. So again, that form's pretty rock solid. Morello Royal, disappointed, I thought, when finished fourth of four finishers when favourite at Kempton last time. But again, from a very informed yard of Colin Tizard. So she comes into the equation. Then we've got the Irish challenger, Rock on the Moor, who feel maybe a little bit to find. Ron's Dream ran 17 days ago and finished second behind Serge de Burley at Kempton. That was a good enough run. Dropping back in trip tomorrow. Tegrita, that beat the Organist last time out. Both of them do battle again tomorrow afternoon. And again, both of them should well be in the mix. But the pin has fallen on Desert Queen.
Desert Queen and the selection for Pimmy in the 120 at Warwick. If it wins by five or more lengths and you've backed it with High Five, you'll get a 25% bonus on the price as well. And if you back it and it finishes runner-up in that situation, then you get your money back as a free bet. The 155 at Warwick is where we go next. This is a Class 4 handicap chase. It's over 3 miles, 11 runners to go to post here at Pimmy. One that caught my eye was the Mumper. Has an absence to defy here, but was in real good form last time.
It was in cracking form, the Mumper, to be fair. And that's the thing about him in this race as well, to be fair, Mark, that a lot of these come into the back into the race on the back of a disappointing run. This fella isn't that case, to be fair. We haven't seen him for 234 days, but when we did last see him, he led close home when winning a 3 mile handicap at Huntingdon. He beat Ready Token by a head. He's had that nice absence to strengthen up, to mature, to freshen up, and I think he's a major player tomorrow simply because of that improving profile that he had last year, the break that he's had now, and he comes into the race, as I say, one of the few that finished last season off with a flourish. Of the others, very, very difficult to try and get a handle on it. Bear Rails, he disappointed for the Tizard Yard at Chepstow last time out when he was the even money favourite, but could only finish fourth of the four finishers behind Pangeo. And I think, again, that form took a little bit of a knock earlier on this afternoon. So I think, again, he's got a little bit to find, Bear Rails. Although, prior to that disappointing run, he had a fairly progressive profile. And of the others, I thought Flight Commander, again, had run well enough last year. But again, disappointed at Market Raisin when he was pulled up two out there. Can you forgive him? Who knows? And the top weight, Brandon Hill, I thought, again, his run 26 days ago was left a little bit to be desired, where he weakened and finished 6 of 13, a long way behind Pobbles Bay. So for me, tread carefully, but I'm agreeing with you here, Mark, the Mumper.
The Mumper then for Pimmy in the 155 at Warwick. The 240 at Taunton is up next, and this one is a Class 3 handicap hurdle. It's over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, 3-year-olds and older in the lineup here, 8 of them to go to post. Pimmy, who caught your eye in there?
Again, tricky little event. I thought Cleat Work was interesting, a winner 14 days ago from Paul Nichols and Stan Shepherd when beat Miracle Cure. If only we had one of those, we'd be happy days, by 2.5 lengths. That was at the same venue, Taunton, last time out. So that's an interesting player. I thought another one that was interesting was Winning Spark, who ran plenty well enough in defeat last time out. That was at Wincanton behind Brulé Diaz. I think that's how you pronounce it. That was, again, over the trip of 2.5 miles. But I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to be in forgiving mode here, Mark, in the shape of Newsworthy. Highly tried when a 33-1 shot at Cheltenham last time out. But prior to that, had some good, solid form. I thought the profile of this Newsworthy was progressive. And if we can forgive that disappointing run in a much, much better race than this, then we might just give him an opportunity. Hood and Cheap Pieces on tomorrow. Don't know whether he's worn those in the past, but certainly, again, from a yard that can do no wrong. And again, Tom Scudamore riding plenty of winners at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out if he did have the Hood and Cheek Pieces on in the past. Newsworthy, I think this is the first time he's worn them.
Yeah, so again, that just might help him. Paul Town only rode him at Cheltenham, but it was, as I say, it was a far better race than what he takes on tomorrow. And I would imagine that he might just be a little bit of value for money for you.
Yeah.
And if the eight stand the ground, you could have a bit of value there.
Yeah.
It could well be Newsworthy.
Newsworthy then for Pimmy in the 240 at Taunton. And we finish off at 5.55 at Chelmsford City. This is a Class 2 handicap. It's over a mile. 3-year-olds and older in the lineup here. A field of 12 and several in good form, Pimmy.
Oh, this is a good little race, this cracking race. But don't forget, we're giving nearly 13 grand to the winner. So you'd expect yourself to get a competitive race such as this. And we've got a few Northern challenges as well, which it makes a refreshing change. We've got Fort Bastion from Brian Ellison. We've got Michel Strogoff from the Roger Fell Yard. And we've also got what I think is an interesting player, Quaffle, from the Mickey Easterby Yard. Looking for a four-timer is Quaffle. Graham Gibbons has ridden him the last 3 times. Nathan Evans, the £3 claimer, takes the mount tomorrow. £6 penalty for that success here last time out. But certainly Quaffle looks as though he has the profile to continue his winning way. So he's certainly a big player. Of the others, I thought Gabriel's Lad, you know, he's been in the wilderness. As to is his trainer, Dennis Coakley, was on the cold list too, got a winner just recently. But this fella, if he could come back to anything like the form he showed many moons ago, then he could well be a player. Not the force he was, still has an official rating of 103. But again, as I say, could become a player. I suppose stall 12, a negative for him there.
So you mentioned a few there, Pimmy. Who's the selection?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Quaffle, hopefully, to make it a four-timer for Mickey Easterby.
Quaffle then for Pimmy in the 5.55. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a quick summary before you go. If you wouldn't mind confirming our selections for us then for Thursday.
Yes, in the aptly named Lady Godiva Mares Novices Chase, listed having its first run at Warwick tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to take a chance with Desert Queen. In the 3 mile handicap chase, the Mumper is the selection. And then we go to Taunton for their 240, where we're looking for value in the shape of Newsworthy. And the final selection comes at Chelmsford City in the shape of Quaffle.
And just a note at Chelmsford City as well, if you back a horse at Chelmsford City and it finishes runner-up to the SP favourite, you get your money back as a free bet. So plenty going on here.
This is the time of goodwill and good cheer from William Hill, isn't it?
It is.
If we're not giving high fives, we're giving money back. Fabulous, darling.
What more could you want? Thank you very much, Pimmy. Good luck and enjoy on Thursday.
Can't wait.
There you go. The thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from midday. Gordon Brown, Andy Holding and John Babb, the team in the studio. It's Newcastle, Taunton and Warwick in the afternoon. Chelmsford City in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.